Hey man, did you ever listen to that Drake and Future, Rod?
Yes.
Yes. Is it that bad?
Did you be? I'm pretty sure.
I stayed away from that album.
I did. No
parts of that album.
But I will say, like I first listened to it, I'm like, man, what in the hell is this? It sounded like just straight throwaway tracks to me. But I did, you know, I've had heard that Jumpman on the radio. Some stuff, man, in the car just sounds different. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's just what it comes down to. I did like that Jumpman song. But if you try to listen to it like on a lyrical, like one part he was just like, Nobu, 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 Nobu. Like really, if you just sit back and just listen to it like that, you'd be like, man, what the hell is this? Like, but you know, if you just vibe to it, it's different. You know what I'm saying? But if you really just sit back and just like, these niggas really not saying nothing. Like nope. They literally are not saying anything. It's just a vibe track. It's just a track that you just, like I think somebody just said, like a strip club type thing, man. And that's basically what it is. That's basically what the damn album is. It's just a vibe. It's just a vibe, man. So I can get how, you know, the younger generation can kind of get with it because it's just that sound, that trendy pop, that trendy sound that's going on right now. And, you know, it's just one of those vibe things, man. It just senseless music, you know, it's no lyrical content, no lyrical value. It's just, you know, and then Metro Boomin, you know, Metro Boomin has that pocket to where, you know, he just can get you, you know, bouncing and nodding to it. And that's what it is. If you take it for that, you may love it. And I think that's why I think it was so much talk behind it, because it's like one of those things you either like hate it or love it, or it really chose a side and just went to that side and didn't care if anybody else didn't deal with it. You know what I mean? Yeah, same with Ray Sherman. Somebody said that. It's the same shit, man. It's the same shit. And see, I wouldn't call it garbage. It's just the vibe, man. It's just, if you want to bounce a ride to it, I think it's cool for that reason. But yeah, man, what a time to be alive. It's not like some groundbreaking shit. No, hell no.
People fell in love with that. That shit damn near broke the internet. And I think we talked about this when we was in Detroit, actually. I kind of thought about it. I think it's terrible, man. Like, it's such bullshit. And you know what lyrical content you're going to get with Drake and Future. You put them together. It's definitely driven by Metro Boomin's beat. But overall, man, I think it was really, really sold on hype. People got caught up in the hype and didn't really pay attention to what they were listening to. It's like you guys let them go in the studio and put together this album, put it out with basically, like you said, it's very senseless with nothing behind it. And people lost their freaking minds. Yeah, they made the album in 6 days and people running around like it was the best thing to drop. What a time to be alive. Absolutely not. You know, they don't want to kill themselves putting out stuff like that. And right. You know what I hear people talking about? Oh, it's strip club music and it's this, that, and the other. But I think at some point, man, we just got to say no. We just got to say no to all of this stuff that people are just pushing onto us. And you know, giving it to us, and we're just, most of the people are just taking it and accepting it. We gotta stop, man. And that album never should have gotten the hype that it did. I think so.
I don't know about that. I mean, everything has its place in my opinion. I think FIFO says that all the time. It's just, you know, balance, man. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Like I said, I can enjoy the Jumpman song. Even though I know it's no lyrical value there at all, I still can enjoy the feeling of it or whatever. And you know, and I remember which I forgot which group member was it Taj?
Souls of Mischief.
Souls of Mischief. It was weird to me when he said that. Not weird, but you know, that just kind of puts it in perspective when he was saying that how he liked the Trinidad James song.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Souls of Mischief. Like, this, these guys, like, as lyrical as it can get, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he was just like, it's just the feeling, it's just the vibe. You know what I'm saying? He knows that the Trinidad James is like just big lyrical dude, but it's just, you know, he had his lane and he had this song that just gave you this vibe. It just like, it was just this bounce that it just gave you. You couldn't help it when you heard it. And I think that's the thing with this What a Time to Be Alive album that people are feeling. But I do give you though, it was a lot of hype at the same time.
Yeah, and maybe that was the thing that annoyed me, because when I listened to it, I'm like, man, are y'all motherfuckers serious?
Yeah, people can ruin it. People can ruin it for you. People can definitely ruin it for you when they hype it. Like I said, the what was it? Like FIFO and Mike, for instance. I think they may have ruined that weekend for me, because I may have came across a weekend. I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. But being that they hyped it up so much, it's like, I don't even know if I can get with it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like everybody does it to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, that's just the internet, dog. The internet just, yeah.